Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, good to have you with us. Final hour of power on this Tuesday afternoon. A little overcast out there. Might be raining, depending on where you are in the DMV and perhaps beyond on the Odyssey app, where you can listen live and free anywhere or wherever you get your podcasts. Right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. It is the Rooster with you. Cock-a-doodle-doo, hour number three. AMAC is smiling, laughing and chuckling. I can see in my video hookup that I have with my guy.
Yeah.
Is something funny?
Yeah, I'm just happy to work with you, man.
Oh, okay.
It's always a pleasure.
That's very kind of you.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
I'm happy to work with you as well. It's very kind of you. I didn't know if you were just laughing at something that I said or anything like that.
Not this time.
Not this time. Mm-hmm. We will get to you as well on the phones at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Do we still have Sean on? Or I see you deleting some stuff on our call document. Let's get to our buddy Sean in Connecticut here as we kick off hour number three. And then I want to get to something Dan Quinn said about Debo Samuel coming up. What up, Sean? How are you, pal?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. What's going on?
Yeah, I just kind of want to touch on the files and then the Terry McLaurin situation real quick. I was watching a game last night with one of my buddies, and I thought, injured or not, I don't even know why Haliburton bothered playing. It just seemed like he didn't even bring up the ball. Like he's the point guard, and he wouldn't even bring the ball up the court. Like he would just get the ball and immediately pass it every time. So I thought that was kind of weird. I thought Nembhard played terrible. And, I mean, I think just the Thunder, I think their defense is just so suffocating. And I think that the importance of Alex Caruso and Luke Dort, who has become actually a really good three-point shooter, it cannot be overstated. And it just brings me back to my infuriation with the state of my team, the Chicago Bulls, not getting a single first-round pick for Alex Caruso when a mediocre midget from the Memphis Grizzlies gets four first-round picks and a boatload of stuff.
Well, that's not very nice, Sean.
I won't go into that too much. It's not a Bulls. But let me just say this: when the Alex Caruso trade was made, and yes, Josh Giddey did look good, but when that trade was made, I called into a Chicago station and gave him a fiery rant. But I'll save you guys from that since this is a DC area one. Mm-hmm. And then moving on to Terry real quick. It's a great day to pay Terry McLaurin. There are not many players in the NFL and on this team that I would be completely fine overpaying. But Terry McLaurin, he might have to be the only one. Obviously, Jaden, when it's his time, but that doesn't need to be said. But just pay the man. Like, I don't care if it's a couple million dollars more than it's his impact on and off the field, in the locker room, helping the wide receiver room, helping the young guys, elevating the standard. I just feel like he's every single thing you want in a player on and off the field. And in the NFL, in today's NFL, the wide receivers are the biggest divas in the game. Terry McLaurin has done nothing but produce, and has literally never complained.
Yep.
And you just, for someone of his stature who's produced with a bunch of bums and, like you'd like to say, what, the 9 to 5 ham and eggers, he never complained. He never made a ruckus. He's never done anything. So,
well, Terry is, to your point, Terry is the anti-diva, right? And he is a great leader, great player. Now, listen, his numbers, his raw numbers weren't great for a four-year period. Some of that was offensive coordinator. Some of that was quarterback. Some of that may have been Terry, right? But last year, essentially, not in a contract year, but in a, hey, am I going to get one big contract left to go here in the NFL or with the Commanders? It was kind of a contract year with a better quarterback, with a better offensive coordinator, with a better clue. He had 13 regular season touchdowns in 17 games and three more in each of the one in each of the three playoff games and three more total. Right. So Terry did everything that he had to do to get paid. There is no doubt about that. All of the, again, character things that you mentioned, absolutely, totally with you. The question becomes is, do you pay him more than you say pay Justin Jefferson, which is $35 million a year? And the answer for me is no. Do you pay him more than CeeDee Lamb, $34 million a year? I mean, I probably would say no, but could I see that? Yeah, because the costs only go up and the market only goes up once it's set and established. So the question becomes, what I would be really disappointed on, and I'm just being honest, right? Because I've heard a bunch of different things. What I would be really, really disappointed on is it, or disappointed in, is if the Commanders are only offering $28 million or $29 million, because that's not fair. If they're offering $32 million, that's fair. If they're offering $33 million and Terry wants $35, that's fair. If they're offering 27, 28, 29, anything south of 30, that's unfair. That's not good. That's not right. That's a bad negotiating tactic, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I think those are all extremely fair points, as usual. you usually have great points, even though a lot of people like to say otherwise.
Well, I appreciate that. But at least a good man like yourself is smart enough to and kind enough to acknowledge that. I appreciate that very much, and you know what I think about you. But you get the overall point, right? To say just sign him, yes, that's the easiest thing to do. And look, ultimately, I think they will get it done. I think they will get it done before the season. The question is do they now that minicamp is gone, and again, everybody just thinks it's going to happen here right around July 4th because that's how it happened 3 years ago. Well, this is a much, much, much more complex negotiation, a much more complex. So I think it's going to drag out. The question is whether it's done for training camp and then whether he holds out during training camp, because he was willing to hold out during mandatory mini camp, but that is different than holding out during mandatory training camp.
Yeah. And just to finish up real quick, I was like 100% on the same page. Just for me, I think I will admit my emotional attachment to him is definitely makes me biased just because he was the only thing giving me faith for that for a couple years, and so I think that plays a part. But I would be extreme, like it would be extremely sad for me if he leaves. That's all I'm gonna say. So I want to see him play here for the rest of his career, and I just hope they get it done. And so thanks, Chris. Have a good
I'm
one
with you. Thanks, Sean, appreciate you. Always good to hear from you. Let me do this before I forget. Before I get to Deebo Samuel and Dan Quinn's comment on Deebo, AMAC, I don't know if you saw this, but I guess it's big news. I didn't even know it was happening, or I didn't remember that it was happening. But Olympic 100-meter champion Noah Lyles who I think is from here, if memory serves me correct.
Yeah, I think he went to the Matha.
Yeah, has canceled his, according to Adam Schefter, in his words, much anticipated showdown with Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill due to quote-unquote personal reasons. So I'm going to ask you, did you even remember before this story came out today that Noah Lyles and Tyreek Hill were expected to go head-to-head in a 100-meter dash?
He actually went to T.C. Williams in Virginia.
Okay. In Alexandria.
Yeah, okay. Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember them, like, talking and, like, going back and forth on the internet and in different interviews. I didn't know it was a solidified event that was happening.
So, therefore, you wouldn't call it that you were very much anticipating this event?
Not at all.
Yeah, I remember hearing something about it, and like you said, a little Twitter beef or whatever it was, and it being a story and it being a thing, and I dismissed it and forgot totally about it. And maybe it was me getting distracted by Tyreek Hill's constant baby daddy stories and issues with 14,000 women in his life and all the different things that he's doing and how everybody defends him and everybody, just goes, oh, Tyreek, you're so fast. You're so good. You're perfect. You're a shiny little angel. I forgot about all of that. So I apologize. But I would tell you this. Number one, I would have absolutely been rooting for Noah Lyles, not only because, again, he is an Olympic champion and because he is a Northern Virginiaite, but also, how do I say this nicely? Guys like Tyreek Hill, who fell to the fifth round with the Kansas City Chiefs because of all sorts of like domestic violence charges and accusations and all of that stuff, and is constantly in trouble, constantly on TMZ because of sugar daddies and baby daddies and all of that stuff, constantly causing a headache. I want nothing, like there's been some rumors that it was coming here, whatever. No thanks. Never, ever, ever in a million years would I want Tyreek Hill. I don't care how good he is. I don't care how fast he is. I don't care how productive he is. And he's all of that in a bag of chips. But furthermore, I would have wanted Noah Lyles to kick his ass, number one. Number two, I just simply do not care. Like Tyreek Hill can exist in... You know, he can float away on a life raft in the Atlantic Ocean, and it would not bother me at all.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of take a step back, but just go back to the McLaurin thing.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, there were talks that the Garrett Wilson contract talks were heating up, too. So just adding to the McLaurin discussion, if that Garrett Wilson deal gets done, depending on where that number goes – that Terry deal may then become harder than to solidify. So I think the pressure is heating up for Washington.
I tried to obviously tie in the Terry, wide receiver, as opposed to with the Tyreek Hill situation. But I forgot about the Garrett Wilson situation. Now, I don't think that's going to top $34, $35 million, or at least it shouldn't. But to your point, like Terry is going to look at whatever he gets and be like, dog, I had 16 touchdowns last year. What are you talking about?
I need at least 2 million more than what Garrett
absolutely.
Has.
Absolutely. But here's the thing. Again, there's been, and now the rumors have quieted down since they got Deebo Samuel, obviously. But thank goodness we didn't have to deal with Tyreek Hill around here. Thank goodness they looked the other way, right? And weren't tempted by that. And thank goodness you have a guy like Terry McLaurin who, look, the back end of this contract, whenever it gets done and whatever the cost is, might not look pretty. It might be ugly. And I believe there's still a $5.5 million dead money charge against this year's cap, or maybe it's actually, I'm sorry, next year's cap, as part of a proration and the void years and all that stuff, which made it a 3-year deal instead of a 4-year deal spread out for purposes of the salary cap. So Terry's going to cost them a lot of money. And guess what? Based on the market, based on comparables, based on his production, based on a career year at the right time, he deserves all of it and a bag of chips. But again, kind of tying the two together, you could have Terry, who is not as fast, maybe certainly not as big-time play explosive and productive as Tyreek Hill has been, last year not included. Or you could have Tyreek Hill, who runs really fast and is an absolute pain in the ass, an absolute pain in the ass to deal with. And this story is just another example. Whatever happened here, I don't know. Apparently, this is personal reasons on behalf of Noah Lyles. I don't know what the situation is here. I don't really care. I'm just bringing it up because it's in the news. But nobody was much anticipating this. I certainly wasn't. Anybody with half a brain probably wasn't. I don't know what Schefter, who I love, is like. Again, if you told me that race was on Netflix or pay-per-view or whatever on a Tuesday night in August, I would not even blink at the thought of watching it, not even think about watching it. I don't care at all in any way, shape, or form, period. Now, an update on Tyrese Halliburton real quickly before we get to the Deebo Samuel thing. Shams Charania. Said he's believed to have strained right calf, which I think we knew, undergoing an MRI to determine the severity of the strain, according to ESPN's Shams Charania earlier in the day. We told you about Stuart Skinner of the Edmonton Oilers back in the pipes tonight for Game 6. Could be the final game of the NHL season, 8 o'clock TNT, as the Florida Panthers try and win their second consecutive Stanley Cup. That's the big news in that one. And then there's this. AMAC, I don't know if you saw this tweet, if you heard or saw this quote. I saw it over the weekend. I put it in my file, and then I forgot to get to it yesterday, and I wanted to make sure I got to it today. So remember the scuttlebutt, for lack of a better term, the rumors, the innuendo, whatever it might be, Deebo Samuel looks like he's running slow and he's fat and he's out of shape and all of this stuff.
Yep.
Right? And George Kittle, his former teammate in San Francisco and presumably friend, was in online and responded and was like, no, you dumbass. This is a drill. He's not running full speed. And I forgot how he said it. And Bobby Wagner basically backed up that sentiment of the Commanders, now Deebo's current teammate. Right. So I was bouncing around. And again, I had circled this as something I wanted to talk about, but we just hadn't gotten to it with my schedule and just everything going on. So I wanted to get to it now. So after all of this stuff comes out, right? And again, George Kittle gets involved, Bobby Wagner gets involved. Of course, it's the talk of the town. The junkies are talking about it. People are speculating. People are, look at the video. Look at the pictures. Deebo's been out of shape. Deebo's been hurt. Deebo's been this. Deebo's been that. Dan Quinn comes out on Thursday, which was the last day we were together last week. So I didn't see this until after the show. But he comes out and says, quote, somewhere along the way, I'd forgotten until he, meaning Deebo, was out here. How fast he is. He's one of the fastest players on the team. So with that, I say, well, yes, Terry McLaurin's not there. I think Terry McLaurin's faster than Deebo Samuel, but Terry McLaurin's not there. I then started thinking, is this just Dan Quinn trying to manipulate and massage the drama because somebody told him about it or he saw it or he heard it on the way in or whatever. He saw the speculation. I don't know. I don't know what Dan Quinn's motive here other than defending and I guess propping up Deebo Samuel. But is it possible that Deebo Samuel is one of the fastest players on the Commanders, as Dan Quinn asserted. And I would say, is it likely, or possible that Dan Quinn was just simply responding to all the rumors and the innuendo and trying to defend a new guy, a very key guy, a guy that they are depending on because he had the microphone and he had the opportunity to. I find Dan Quinn to be a man of integrity and honesty. And I don't think he just says a lot of things just to say a lot of things. Now, maybe he was, propping his guy up. Maybe he was pumping his guy up, right? Maybe he was trying to calm the storm. I think that can be true. But I also don't think Dan Quinn would come out and say, he's one of the fastest players on the team. Man, I forgot how fast he was. And remember, Dan Quinn went against him in the playoffs in the regular season with Dallas as the defensive coordinator during Debo's prime and during Debo's heyday. Obviously has seen him on the opposite side. This is the first time he's been on his side. I've forgotten how fast Debo Samuel was. So he's saying, not in pads, he's saying with all the people speculating about Debo being out of shape, being injured, being fat, whatever it is, being slow, that Debo Samuel is fast and one of the fastest players on the team. And I got to be honest with you, I wasn't out there. I wasn't boots on the ground like some people. I didn't think Debo looked slow in the video that I saw. I didn't. I really didn't. I don't think he looked super fast, but I don't think he looked slow. And if you believe George Kittle and I guess Bobby Wagner and whatever, they're not designed to go full speed. But the bottom line is Dan Quinn coming out and saying that is either a straight up defense to kind of quell the storm about one of his new guys and a guy that they're really counting on, or it's Dan Quinn being truthful, honest, and transparent and saying, you know what, guys? You know what? And it wasn't even in direct relation to a question like, hey, is Debo out of shape? It was, hey, what do you think of some of the new guys or whatever? I forget the form of the question was. And he specifically signaled out Debo. And I'm just not sure if Dan Quinn, even though it was his last time talking to the media for 6 weeks, if Dan Quinn would have gone to that level just simply to defend Debo Samuel when a lot of the accusations were quite honestly ridiculous. That's my thoughts. What about you? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We'll clean it up on the other side. Stay with us.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Once again, good afternoon, everybody. We'll start with PGA Tour news, right? After the U.S. Open on Sunday, we find out officially that their commissioner, Jay Monahan, will retire, step down at the end of his contract in 2026. And as we found out late last week, NFL executive, now former NFL executive, Brian Rolapp is going to be their new CEO. Certainly a lot of work to be done there, with still the split between LIV and the PGA Tour. Meanwhile, as we mentioned and as we talked about in the back half of the 2 o'clock hour, and just gave you the breaking news a little bit ago, Tyrese Halliburton of the Indiana Pacers is undergoing an MRI to determine the severity of a calf strain suffered in last night's loss in Game 5 in Oklahoma City. Game 6 coming up in Indiana in a couple of nights. Tonight is Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final in Sunrise, Florida. Can the Florida Panthers do what they did in Game 7 last year to Edmonton, in which they won the Stanley Cup at home, their first ever in their franchise's history? This would obviously be their second. They lead 3-2. Stuart Skinner back in the pipes for the Oilers as they try and save their season. Face off just after 8 o'clock. TNT, True TV, and Max on the Tory on the television coverage, I should say, for that. And one last note: the Nationals try and snap a 9-game losing streak tonight. Coming up at 6:45, pending the rain, the Nationals hosting once again the Colorado Rockies, who they lost to 6-4 last night as Kyle Finnegan blew up in the ninth inning. The Rocks are 15-57, but have won two in a row. The Nats all the way down to 30-42, and again, losers of 9 in a row. Michael Soroka on the bump, 6:45, the play-by-play, 106.7, the Fan, Odyssey app, and Nats Radio, and that's what's trending. I am hot. Hey, Mac, you're right. You're so right. Just delectable. I mean, you can see me on video how wonderful I look. I mean, I dressed up for you. I mean, I am smoking, baby. Yeah, they call Al Koken smoking Al Koken. Oh, I am smoking. Oh,
you want to talk to me right now? Is that what this
look
is?
Look at that sexy devil that just walked behind you in the video shot. Wow. I mean, he's in early. He's not on vacation. Woo. I mean, my goodness, Anthony Haney, whoo, with a basketball in hand. You're getting ready to dunk on Linnell. I know that.
He said, yeah. Yeah, he is. Yeah,
pretty much. That's the one time I'll root for Haney. So anyway, back to Deebo Samuel. Listen, it's probably not a big deal, but I guess, and we'll get back to the calls in a sec. I guess what I would just say at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, I guess what I would just say is Dan Quinn did not have to say what he said about Deebo Samuel. Like, I don't even, if I remember correctly, and I got to try and find the transcript. If I remember correctly, it was a question in general about, hey, what did you see during this veteran minicamp, this mandatory minicamp, now that we're at the end of it? If I remember correctly, that was the question, or something along those lines. It wasn't, hey, Dan, what do you make out of all of the reports and speculation that Deebo Samuel is fat and running slow? I don't think that was the question, at least not the way I remember it. So maybe I'm remembering it wrong. Maybe Dan Quinn was trying to get out in front, which certainly makes some sense. I understand that. Maybe he was just trying to do a solid to quiet the controversy, if you will, right? So the question, I'm trying to find it here. The question that he was asked was, and we still don't, by the way, have an update on Noah Brown. Somehow that hasn't come back or been leaked to the national media. You know, he was, I'm trying to remember exactly how the question was worded, but he talked about leadership, Nick Ballure, whatever, and how that kind of, and ultimately, again, I can't find the exact question, but ultimately, again, I remember it because I heard it, and I was like, oh, okay, well, that's an interesting answer, and that's a pretty passionate defense. So was Dan Quinn just lying to the media? And was Dan Quinn just kind of stretching the truth and kind of saying something that he wasn't really asked just to, again, get people off of Deebo Samuel's back? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think if you look at it from this standpoint, right? He is seeing things that you can't possibly see and you can't possibly tell on one video clip or two video clips. Again, you could, I think Craig, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I think he talked about this on Thursday or Friday or one of those days when I was out. I was here Thursday. I wasn't there Friday. Maybe it was Thursday on the way home. But he talked about specifically how, like, a tight shot, and I don't want to put words in Craig's mouth, but basically it was like a tight shot can make it look like not an optical illusion, but something that wasn't real. And he obviously knows a lot about athletic training. And here's the question. Okay. And anyway, just to follow up on Craig, like, he's an athletic trainer. So he's watched video. He studied athletes. Okay. How do you get off, on your first step, or how do you pick up speed, or how do you pick up strength, or whatever? And I'm not saying Craig knows everything, but he certainly knows more than I do. And he knows more than you do. Okay. And Craig was convinced that it was, again, I don't want to call it an optical illusion, but it was the way the frame of the camera and whatever. And again, I'm sure he's explained it better than I can. But the bottom line is, Craig, who I would trust much more than some local yokel, some 9-to-5 ham and egg jabroni, who is making a judgment over Deebo Samuel being in shape, I would trust what Craig thought and what Craig saw. And then on top of that, when you get Dan Quinn saying, guys, Deebo Samuel was fast. Here's the exact quote and also the question. He was asked, which of the new offseason acquisitions have impressed him? Okay, so maybe I got the question a little bit wrong. My bad. It's been a long week. And he said, yeah, a number of them, honestly. He said, Deebo, I think, has been very impressive for me. For maybe a different reason than I thought. He was such a difficult person to tackle when you spent, that you spent so much time. How are you going to tackle this person? And somewhere along the way, I've forgotten until out here how fast he is. And so sometimes when you're playing against the receiver, you say, man, you better either get him at the line or you better get, be on top of him. With him, so many times, there was so many run after catch plays that we had a tackling plan and how you would go about it. And then I can remember one time he just ran by somebody down the field on a deep ball. And I was like, yeah, I forgot about that. And he laughed. So that it doesn't surprise, it didn't surprise me, but it was maybe I missed talking about it to that space because it was easily remind, I don't know, some of this doesn't make sense. He's one of the fastest players on the team. That does not sound to me, and I could be missing something here. That does not sound to me like somebody who is just making an impassioned plea to shut the junkies up or to shut the media speculation up or to shut anybody up. That seems to me like a pretty honest guy and a pretty honest football coach who can't tell you everything. He's not going to tell you game plan related stuff. But Dan Quinn is about as honest and about as real and about as down to earth as you're going to get for an NFL head coach. And I just don't think he's going to make that up. The entire answer that I just gave you, I just don't think he's going to make that up and call Debo one of the fastest players on the team, even if they're not going full speed. I don't think he's going to make that up and say, yeah, he's one of the fastest players on the team without having any reason or evidence to suggest why I'm saying that. Now, again, listen, I wasn't there, okay? I only saw the one video clip just like pretty much everybody saw. And again, I didn't think he was running slow. I didn't think he was running explosive or fast. But again, if George Kittle is saying, and Bobby Wagner is agreeing, that the drill is not designed to go full speed 100%, then I have to trust those guys that they know better. And then coupled with what Dan Quinn said, DQ said, I have to trust that. I have to trust that more than George the Carpenter. I'm sorry. I have to. And maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'm getting suckered in, and maybe Debo's not as fast as they're saying he is, or maybe he is slow, and maybe he has slowed down. But I would be willing to bet, wouldn't you, that Debo Samuel probably worked his ass off, finally getting out of San Francisco, which he's asked for multiple trades, okay, over the years. After an injury-plagued year with the virus that he had, the pneumonia, other injuries, lack of production, he's finally got a new lease on life. And more importantly, you know what Debo Samuel also has? Debo Samuel has 1 year left on his contract. And he knows if he's going to get a big contract or any kind of reasonable contract, he is going to have to ball out like a mother in this year, this final year. So why would we think that Debo Samuel is coming into this new team, this new organization, one step away from the Super Bowl, facing perhaps his final big contract or opportunity for a final big contract? Why would we think he would come in out of shape? Why would we think Debo Samuel wouldn't bust ass to be fast again, to be fluid again, to be ready again, to wow people again, to reverse some of the narrative, to say, hey, to Cliff Kingsbury, Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin when he's here, whoever, the wide receivers coach, Bobby Engram, hey, I'm ready to go, man. I'm ready to rock and roll. You guys made a trade for me. You guys got me out of San Francisco. You gave me new life. You got me paired with Terry McLaurin, presumably when he signs his contract. We're ready to go. Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury, we're going to light it up, and I'm going to make a lot of money. And I'm going to maybe force your hand, or I'm going to make it somewhere else. Why would Debo Samuel come in out of shape? Now, some guys can't help it. Some guys struggle. I struggle all the time. But he's a professional athlete. He knows exactly what he needs to do. So I was happy that Dan Quinn said it, even if Dan Quinn was maybe stretching his defense. I don't think Dan Quinn lied. I don't think Dan Quinn made that up. I don't think Dan Quinn said it just to shut everybody up. I think that's a real observation. It doesn't mean Debo Samuel's going to be great this year. It doesn't mean anything. But it's an observation in real time. All right, let's get a final phone call or two in here. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey on the Team 980, Line 1, AMAC, if you don't mind. Let's get Mitch in. Mitch, what do you think about the Debo Samuel thing? And I know you got a couple other things you want to get to, but what do you think of the Debo Samuel situation?
I hope it gets better. I think he's going to have a good year. It's a good play. When he gets the ball after he catches, and you know, hopefully you don't have to use my tailback that much. Sorry about this. Can I jump over to the finals in baseball?
Yeah.
Well, we're seeing Albert is a real good player. Even the Stars have some bad games. But Thunder is just deep, and you see another star to go along with SGA and Jalen Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the team used to get me all mixed up with the other two Williams, too. Great. They have done made some shrewd trade, one good trade, and good draft choices.
Yeah,
I think they've hit all their draft choices.
Well, and the guy that's running the Wizards was part of the reason why they made those trades. And he's kind of building sort of the blueprint, if you will, defense first, and that's what Oklahoma City is about. And that's why I think, like, look, Tyrese Halliburton, there's no doubt about it that he's injured. There's no doubt about it that it's affecting him. There's no doubt about it that Oklahoma City's defense is at times suffocating, and that is affecting him. But it's also, like, a notion that, I guess, Tyrese Halliburton is in this elite class. And my point is he's not, and he never has been, but he is a good all-around player, because even last night, when scoring 4 points, he can still help you in other ways.
Yeah, I mean, besides SGA being a bad trade, you've seen, you need to tell me that with the Kings, Halliburton and De'Aaron Fox, they couldn't work together, be together. It turned out to be they keep drafting good guard, and the ones they do draft that are good, they trade away. Yeah. And they didn't get a lot for the return. I mean, nothing against the bonus, but anyway, it seems, and with the Washington, I was wondering if they could have made that Davis trade, but they can't lose tonight.
Well, they're not going to add that. But they're not going to add that contract. I mean, that is an absolute no-go, period, end of story. There's no chance they would have ever added that contract. And the reason why Boston got so little, or so little in the perceived transaction, is because they were looking for somebody to take the entire contract off their hands. The Nationals would have never, ever taken on that contract, even as good as Devers is.
Washington has to play with the same rules with these other teams. Defer, take these contracts, these utility advertising, get money for it.
Yeah.
Hey, they want, they can put it on the side of my house too. It's going to pay me. I have no issues with that. No qualms. All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Let's go one more. AMAC line two. Lou in DC. What up, Lou? How are you?
Rooster, man. Appreciate you taking my call. And you know, the Devo situation, I think, is all noise. You know, people that never played a game, or, you know, if it was coming from the organization, and I'd go with it. But, you know, these people, you know, social media, they always, you know, exaggerate things. So, you know, they doing a walkthrough. And if you doing a walkthrough and you're going to do it on shorts and, you know, small T-shirt, I mean, you know, his name is Devo. There's a reason why they call him Devo. He looked bigger than everybody else. So I don't see what these people are talking about. If you know, it's just a noise, and it's just people trying to make them, you know, look, man, I'm a fan of this team, and I'm only going to listen to the organization. And when they made the trade, I love it. And I'm going to continue to trust them and what they're doing. And all this other nonsense, these are haters and saying all this negative stuff about Devo because he's here. It must be a Cowboys and Eagles fans or the Giants fans. Sorry, Mac, but I mean, hey, Mac, you meant to take a shot.
No, you can rip
like
on
that,
him.
But
it's okay. It's okay.
But yeah, it's just a noise, man. People just saying all this negative stuff to bring other people down, man. Look, my man, he's a, like I say, his name is Devo. There's a reason why they call him Devo. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, just real quickly, here's the thing. Again, I didn't need Dan Quinn to say what Dan Quinn said, although that helps the argument. I just think we live in a microwave society, right, where everybody judges a book by a cover. Everybody looks and says, oh, well, I mean, this is what I'm seeing. This is how I'm going to react, and nobody's going to be able to tell me I'm wrong. And because it's just an opinion, and opinions, everyone has them, and they all stink, right? So I think that's the kind of society we have devolved into. Like, nobody uses reasonable, kind of rational subjectivity or thought process anymore. Or I shouldn't say nobody, but a lot of people don't. And it seems like in today's social media society, we see one thing and we automatically judge a referendum and make a referendum on somebody. And all of a sudden, a fairly fine-tuned athlete goes from a fairly fine-tuned athlete to a fat hog. And that's not fair.
100%, man. You know, we jump to the conclusion about just watching one little small clip and that's it. And people try to make it look like us, you know, and like I said, man, you know, I trust in my organization and I trust in these people, what they're doing. You know, they wouldn't bring them if he was going to be the sloppy or whatever. No, the dude is a playmaker. There, like I keep saying, there's a reason why they call him Debo, because he looked bigger than everybody else. So,
I don't know anything about that, the nickname or whatever. Hey, but man, again, it's just like, hey, man, I got a trade. I got out of San Francisco. I wasn't happy there. I'm 1 year away from free agency. This is my last big crack at the apple. Chris, I'm playing for a team that was one hair away from a Super Bowl.
The dude break bunch of tackles when he, you know, when he's out there on games. You've seen his tape. There's a reason why he break these tackles, because he's big and he's strong. So, like I said, man, these are negative people that wants to say and try to bring this organization down. But we going straight up, man. F you haters, man. Appreciate you. And let's that Canadian team, man. Come on, man. We got to get it together for my man Connor, man. Sheesh, it's going to be a tough one, but, man, Florida might take it back-to-back, man.
Connor McDavid could score a hat trick tonight. That would help if you want him to have a chance at winning a Stanley Cup. All right. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it. I appreciate you. Right. Coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, before we get to Dumb Dumb of the Day and we take you to New York City where I'm heading this weekend, if you love deals, you'll love this. Prime Day is lasting 4 days this year. That's right, 4 days of unbelievable deals in every category you can think of so you can save big on everything you're into. Shop Prime Day July 8th through the 11th. Okay, I've got some good news for you and some great news. The good news is Prime Day is almost here. The great news, again, Prime Day will be 4 days to find deals on everything you love. Shop Prime Day, July 8th through the 11th. All right, now to dum-dum of the day. And listen, we never know what drives people to do stupid things and to do crazy things. But this story comes to us from the New York Post, from New York City, from Roosevelt Island on Monday night. That's right, a hooded daredevil. Daredevil. Miguel Martinez, 20 years old, of Oceanside, Long Island, has been charged with reckless endangerment, obstruction of governmental administration, and criminal trespass. Why? Because Monday night at 7 o'clock, he decided to scale in a mask the Roosevelt Island tramway station. And cops had to scramble to bring him to safety, which they did. He, in video, is seen walking back and forth on the what they call the gangway, basically a walkway of the trams, 250-foot tall support tower on the Manhattan side. That's right, 250 feet in the air. And I see a video of him. I see a picture of him in a mask, and he's just looking. Who knows what he was trying to do? I don't know what he was trying to do, but he was arrested. He was charged as he should have. I don't know if there's something wrong in terms of mental health. I'm not sure, but obviously you can't be doing certain stuff like this and causing the kind of problem that he did, because it could have ended not only in bad way for him, but again, the first responders that have to, that is their job, to try and make rescues like this, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what your state of mind is, no matter what you're trying to accomplish, you cannot put other people and yourself in this kind of jeopardy. They did bring him to safety, and they did bring him in unharmed, but again, he was charged with those charges. He had no previous record, and he is being considered as not somebody who has mental deficiencies right now, as just somebody who is a thrill seeker. So there you have that. All right, that's going to do it for the show. Back tomorrow at 1 for one final sojourn this week. AMAC will be back with us at 1 tomorrow. Hopefully you will be as well. Craig Hoffman coming up next. Make sure you check out the show anytime, anywhere, live and always free on the Odyssey app. Every show, every hour, every segment is podcast for you on the Team 980 on Odyssey, the team980.com, or anywhere you get your podcast. Craig's up next. Have a great Tuesday, everybody, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Russo. Goodbye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.